This is a Santa's day. For 630 Chet, Santa's Anonymous, so Chelsea and I are here at the Jerry Forbes Center for the image that is Santa's Anonymous. It's a massive warehouse. There are huge bins that are filled with gifts and bags. There's staging zones. We'll be getting ready to go. And then we have a phone bank as well. So we have people standing by, ready to take your phone calls if you want to donate to 630 Chet Santa's Anonymous.
Yeah, I mean, to try to paint a picture of the warehouse is, you know, it's kind of difficult. You do sort of have to be here in person to really understand, I think, the magnitude of what this is. But if you know, you know. And there are a lot of people in our community that do. I mean, this has been around for decades. And what I find really interesting about the people that have volunteered for 630 Chet Santa's Anonymous is that they typically stick around. You don't just do it once. You keep coming back. And a lot of families get involved and get their children involved from young ages, and it kind of becomes a generational thing. So we're going to get the story of our next guest, who is a volunteer at 630 Chet Santa's Anonymous for the last 6 years. Caitlin Sherrod is joining us. Caitlin, good morning. Thanks so much for being here.
Oh, good morning. It's no problem to be here.
Well, Caitlin, yeah, you were just chatting with us about how busy your schedule is, and I don't know how it wasn't a problem to be here. You are a very, very busy woman, but we appreciate it.
Oh, it's no problem.
So why is it important for you? With all the other things you have, you're going to school, you have lots of things that are on your plate. Why does 630 Chet Santa's Anonymous, why does that still sort of, it forces itself into your life in a way that you can't let it go, but you tell us how and why.
Well, I got started 6 years ago because I've always wanted to volunteer for Santa's Anonymous because in grade school, we'd always do fundraisers to raise money to buy toys for Santa's Anonymous. And it's always been something that I've always liked to volunteer for. And I grew up pretty good. Like, I got to go traveling and stuff like that on a frugal basis. My godmother's a truck driver, and I got to see the whole California coast from an 18-wheeler. And then we drove down to Disney World with seven people in a 24-foot motorhome. So I was pretty lucky. I got to do a lot of cool things in various ways. And I know a lot of people have, especially with this economy right now, and we could be going into a recession, things are tough, and families have to choose between heat, groceries, and there's just not a lot of money for toys at Christmas. So if I find good deals at work, I always try and stock up on toys that they need, like for infants or for teenagers. And so I just like to give my time and, you know, put a little extra love into the Christmas season, because not everybody has a lot of family around. Not everybody has the funds to buy Christmas toys, and we all need to spread a little love.
Caitlin, I can tell the genuine kindness that comes with your intentions. And not only are you a volunteer, but you're also donating. You're collecting toys and keeping your eye out for things that you think might be, you know, a great gift to receive on Christmas morning, which just sort of adds to, I think, the giving spirit that we're trying to encourage today with Santa's Day, trying to collect some monetary donations today. But, you know, if you'd rather drop by a bin and drop off a toy, of course, you're welcome to do that. Again, the phone number to call is 587-855-1821. You can go online at santasanonymous.ca as well. So, Caitlin, tell us how it is that you volunteer. Is it different roles every year for the last 6 years? Is it one main gig that you have gotten a foothold on and that's what you stick with? What do you do every year?
So every year for the last 6 years, I've been doing gifting. This year was the first year that I've done warehouse. And so me and the Pallet Jack have had some interesting times. And I've done the Elks football games, collecting money and collecting toys when it's been minus 10, 20 with the windshield. And so it's been an interesting. I mostly like gifting because I'm like, as a Girl Guide leader, all my girls tell me, oh, hey, this is the in thing. I love Lego, Thai Beanie Boos. I love art sets, so I always like finding those good gifts and putting a good gift package together.
I'm a little clueless here. Tiny BB, well, baby boo, what?
Those Beanie Boos.
Those what?
You've never heard of a Beanie Boo? So it's
no.
A little stuffed animal.
Uh-huh.
It's got the TY.
Okay.
And they're collector's items. And like, we always get tons of donations of them from estate sales here at Santa's Anonymous.
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah, they're the little stuffies, and every
I always called
kid
them
loves them.
Beanie Babies back in the same thing.
Yeah, same thing.
Okay,
but these ones are the ones with the really big eyes,
yeah.
Right?
Oh,
yes. Okay. Okay.
Hey,
so you've likely
learn.
Seen them, Daryl. But it's good to have
no
people
doubt.
Like you, Caitlin, that are putting those packages together and sort of curating exactly what a child is going to receive, which is another detail that probably a lot of people take for granted, right? I mean, you think, okay, every kid's going to get a toy, but they don't just get one toy. They get a package that includes a book and includes something that's age appropriate, and that's a big job in and of itself to go through what's been donated, sort it out, and then figure out what's going to go to who. Do you feel pressure when you're doing that?
No, because I always like to think quality over quantity. So, you know, I'll go, they get a book, they get a stuffed animal, and they get two toys, one for themselves and then one that they can play with someone else. And usually it includes a battery operated toy as well. And so I was going to think quality over quantity, because you just everyone's like, oh, we got to make all these bags up in this sort of time. But I'm like, you know what? Why not put a little effort and more love in and think about, you know, what a kid might want at this age?
You know what? I'm also curious, too. Can you tell us what your experience? There's still some slots available for some volunteer positions for Santa's Anonymous this year. You can go to the website, santasanonymous.ca. Can you tell me about 6 years ago when you first started volunteering with this organization, what that experience was like, how it worked for you, why it keeps bringing you back?
So the first time 6 years ago, before they had their online scheduling system, you'd walk up 9 a.m., first come, first serve if you want to volunteer, and then even in the evening too, first come, first serve at 5 o'clock in the evening. And so when I first came in, I just felt the love that was here and the quality of people who were like, you know what, let's just make Christmas better for other people. Let's give our time, give our love, spread the joy of the season. And it just kind of filled my heart, and I was like spreading the love. And as Paul Brandt says, to make love grow, you have to give it away. And so I'm always wanting just to make love grow, because, you know, the world's kind of cruddy, especially in these last 2 years. We've really lost a lot of community with COVID and all the fun stuff that's come with the whole political and stuff, and everybody has their different ideas. And so when you just make love grow, you just have a whole lot more love in the world, and it just makes us all a lot more better people.
Spoken like a true Alberta girl, to quote Paul Brandt at 6:30 in the morning. Caitlin, we love it. Thank you so much for all that you do, for bringing to life a little bit of your passion and why you want to be involved with Santa's. We really appreciate your time this morning, Caitlin. Thank you.
Thank you, and it's no problem.
It's no problem.
Piece of cake. Fit it into that very busy schedule. And I think you've got finals coming up as well. So, okay. Awesome. Well, we won't take up any more of your time, Caitlin. Thank you so much for being here.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.